as well as glass gleaming, whose by bright and bright stars through the perilous fight, the proudly we hailed, but the twilight's glass gleaming, whose by bright.
We interrupt this song to bring you a special bulletin.
You're about to enter the world of Michael Zavala. Now's your chance to turn back.
Okay, yes.
This is MZ Now.
I apologize in advance if I'm a little grumpy today.
Why?
Also, I started my day off incredibly bad.
Your weekend wasn't good then?
No, my weekend was great.
Oh.
Yeah. Had a great weekend. It was very relaxful and...
Relaxful. Is that even a word? Relaxful?
Is it?
I don't even know.
Mark's with us.
Sarah's out here.
What's up, yeah?
Yeah. Sarah.
I'll text Sarah. Is relaxful a word?
Peaceful. Maybe that's the word I'm looking
okay.
for.
Okay.
Yeah. Relaxful, I feel, is a word. If it's not, it should be.
Okay.
Relaxful.
It sounds like a word.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a very relaxful weekend.
you should message Oxford Dictionary and tell them. I approve.
They have a Twitter.
Relaxful is a word.
Start like a change.org for relaxful.
Yeah.
Have Trump put it in the dictionary.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I was just about to say that.
With all the hurricane stuff and, you know, listen, we live in Texas, right? Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of ways for our house to get destroyed, like tornadoes and fires and, you know, hurricanes. We're probably not going to get hurricanes in our area.
Right.
You know, we have like tornadoes and, you know, all that other stuff. So I'm like, you know what? I really need to start digitizing the stuff I can't replace.
Yeah.
Social Security card. I mean, I guess I could replace that, but you know what I mean? Autographs.
I don't know because... Like whenever you go
not the original, but
right. Like they give you a hard time. They want like this, like all these documents for you to get your card.
Oh, I had to get TSA pre-check. You know what that is? I got that last weekend.
Where? From the airline?
Yeah. So I can literally walk through when I was in Vegas for Mike Stikes on the way back to Dallas. They gave us TSA pre-check. They did it to everybody.
Yeah, I got that too. Yeah. Whenever I flew to New Orleans,
they were like, "I'm looking for the buckets." I'm like, "Where do I take my laptop out? Where do I put my shoes? Where do I, you know, what's going on here?"
Right.
The guy's like, "No. Just put everything in your backpack and just roll it through the little conveyor belt."
There's two lines, right? There's a TSA pre-check line.
This was every line,
and then
everybody
really?
Got it. Yeah.
Because I went to the DFW, and they're like, "This is a TSA pre-check line," and over here it's like not pre-check.
No,
it's regular. This,
everybody. There was no buckets anywhere. So
really?
They're like, just come on through. And I'm like, do I need to take my shoes off? The guy's like, no, don't worry about it.
Okay. So I'm what like, does that mean? Like what?
So, and I'm looking across the way from me are these guys with these towels on their head or turbans.
Towels?
I'm like, these guys got through too? They didn't have to take their shoes off or anything? He's like, yeah, everybody's good. I'm like, are you sure?
Are you positive
very racist
about that?
At this point? Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, can we just run them through again? Like, listen, I'll prove I'm not like a Muslim extremist. I'll drink beer. I'll drink. I'll eat. I'll drink bacon grease if I have to. I'm not a Muslim. But these guys, can we put them in the same test?
And you do it. Well, you can pass for Middle Eastern as well.
So I know.
I'm very flamboyant. If they gave you a towel, you can put on your head. Like,
they gave you a towel.
He goes over there with them.
Yeah. But I will do whatever. You know.
Yeah.
I will eat bacon.
Okay.
I'll have a cocktail.
Uh-huh.
I'll do whatever I need to do to prove that I'm not a Muslim extremist. Right? Not
a
Muslim.
Muslims don't have cocktails?
They can't drink. They can't drink alcohol.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I will do whatever I have to do.
But
I'm like, are you sure these guys? So then they're like, no, this is how TSA pre-check works. We just kind of run you through, and if nothing blinks, you're good. So I said, okay, cool. So I'd heard about TSA pre-check before.
Is it like a background check? Or like, what is it like?
Well, you have to, this was, I don't know why they were doing it at, you know, the Las Vegas airport, but for some reason they let everybody through that way. But they were like, you know, TSA pre-check, you have to go do an interview with the TSA. It's like $85 for 5 years or whatever. And they ask you a bunch of questions. You have to bring a bunch of documents and stuff. And if you get approved, then you're good to go. for 5 years, you can just go through the little line. You don't have to take your shoes off.
It's
you don't
a credit
take your
card.
And I'll tell you, man, the most anxiety I get is trying to go through that line, take them all my laptops and iPads and everything I carry with me. It's just like taking them all out. I have like 5 buckets lined up and the line's moving and I'm stressed out. There's like a family of 5 behind me and these guys are grabbing buckets and it's a whole thing. I hate all of that. So if I can avoid that, then that's great, right? So I went to go get my TSA pre-check and the interview is like, all right, make sure your address is correct. Mm-hmm. Make sure this is correct. Have you committed any crimes, Mr. Zavala? I'm like, no, I'm good. Okay, cool. Well,
take your word for it.
Yeah, here you go. Here's a... We're going to give you your number in a couple of weeks, and you're good to go.
Where do you go for that? Like
the airport.
Okay. So, because when I went to New Orleans, at DFW, like I got my tickets and everything there and back. Me, my mom, and my sister were on the same, like, I bought them the same day, and I brought Kirby's on a separate day, so he'll by himself. While ours, my mom's and my sister's and myself, our tickets were TSA pre-checked.
Yeah.
But for some reason, his was not. And I don't know why.
That is too weird.
That's weird.
I wonder if I don't know what flags it, what lets you go through, but mine is every flight, as long as the airline, you have to go through, when you buy your ticket, you have to make sure you have your known traveler number registered.
I had that on mine.
Yeah, so long as you have your traveler number there, then you're good. So now I have a traveler number for 5 years. Now, if I try to tamper with TSA.
Okay.
Now, if I try to tamper with a smoke detector or I do something like that, then, you know, I can get that privilege revoked.
What?
Something that's against TSA regulations. You know what I mean?
Smoke detector?
Yeah.
Like on a plane.
Right? Yeah, on a plane.
Oh, okay. They met your house. Like, how do they even know? Like, what?
No, like if I do something on a plane that violates TSA regulations, then I can have that revoked. Right.
Okay.
But did you commit any crimes? Uh-huh. No, I'm good.
But why?
Are you a terrorist?
Okay, go ahead.
No, I'm good.
But why pay? Like I
love America.
I got it for free on mine.
Because it's
so
random.
Why pay?
You're not going to get it all the time. So I could get it all the time.
Oh, gotcha.
As long as the airline gives you the option to put in
TSA
known traveler number. So now I have a number I can put in every time that matches my birth certificate and my driver's license. I had to bring both. And I can go through whatever. So when you're in line waiting for 45 minutes to get through security, I can go through TSA.
TSA check.
Yeah.
Pre-check. Oh, I might do that. That's not bad at all. That's $85. That's not bad.
And literally 10 minutes, you're
especially
in and out.
If you fly a lot. So.
And I don't.
Yes, you do.
I fly like 5 times a year.
That's a lot.
That's a lot for...
5 trips a year. So that's maybe 10 times a year.
And what? Yeah. 4 of them you don't pay for, like your company pays for it.
Yeah. Yeah. MZ pays for everything. Mike Sykes never paid a dime.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Can it be the next one?
What's that?
On Mike's Tykes?
It's only women. Yeah. Sorry.
I can change that.
Oh, you can change that? No trans. We're not allowed. Okay. You have to be born. We have to look at your birth certificate.
Oh, okay.
Well, they can have that changed now.
I know, yeah.
Can you really? You can have your birth certificate
I don't
changed?
Know about that. Never mind. No, I thought I meant ID.
Anyway, let me talk about how bad my day was, how I started out my day. So the house could blow away or burn down.
Right.
We live in Texas, right? Nothing is safe. So I decided, you know, anything that's irreplaceable, I need to back up into a cloud or some sort of a digital device, right? So one of the things that I find most dear to my heart is my autographs that I have from people that I admire. Leonard Nimoy, Christopher Lloyd, William Shatner. Mm-hmm. Now, two of the people on my, what I call my wallograph, which is a wall of autographs, have passed away. So Leonard Nimoy is no longer with us. Adam West is no longer with us. I want to make sure I keep those forever. You know, if my house blows down, I want to know that I can just print these out and post them back on the wall in the new house. Right.
Right.
So I buy this scanner on Friday. It comes in today. I'm so excited. I wake up. My notification on my phone says it's here. I run outside. I get this big box. I bring it in, set it up. Takes 10 minutes. Set it up. It's all ready to go. I grab my Leonard Nimoy, really the only autograph that got me to this point. Because I'm like, if I lose this, I can lose my Adam West. If I lose my Leonard Nimoy autograph, you know, I'm devastated, right?
I
want to back this up into the cloud. I can't get this again. I can't go to a convention and just get Leonard Nimoy's autograph.
Right.
I mean, I can, but it's not going to be...
It's not going to be the real...
Right. He didn't sign it for me.
Right.
So I get it off the wall. I take it out. And I'm very careful not to leave any fingerprints on the... Because it's very glossy, the picture. I don't want to leave any fingerprints there. So I take it very carefully off the frame. I put it on my scanner. I scan it. And as it's scanning, I'm looking at the frame, and I realize on the glass, there's like these little pieces of paper that have been stuck to the glass. And I'm like, you have to be kidding me. And as soon as a preview comes on my screen, it's missing pieces of the autograph picture where it has stuck to the glass. Like, I guess it melted onto the glass, I guess. I don't know what happened. And I'm like, you have to be kidding me. This is the autograph that I want to keep out of all the others. Mm-hmm. Christopher Lloyd's still alive. I can go find him. You know, Adam West is dead, but you know, I've had two autographs of him. I'm good. William Shatner, he's still alive. He's probably not gonna die for a couple of years. He's good. Leonard's gone, and I'm really becoming more of a Leonard Nimoy fan as I get older. And I really wanted to keep this. It's something very special to me. And I look at it. I'm like, you have to be kidding me. And I pull the original out, and it's got these pieces missing off of it. It's all, and I'm like, oh my gosh. But it's not that bad, right? It's not like it's tore. So I immediately find a guy that's a Photoshop master. I'm like, hey, can you fix these items on the scan? He's like, yeah, I can fix it. No problem. So what I plan to do is take the damaged copy and put it into a safe so it doesn't get any more damage other than age. You know, you're going to have age.
Right.
But take the damaged copy out and then print the copy that's actually been fixed. And put that on display. So if that blows away, if a tornado comes today and blows down my house and they find my safe, they're like, oh, here, Michael, here's your safe. I can just literally, you know, have all my originals there, or I can just go to my computer and print out a new copy of Leonard Nimoy's deal. So I don't know. But that's how my day started out. I damaged. Everything else was fine. My Adam West scan is fine.
Oh, my gosh.
My Nichelle Nichols is fine. Everything's fine. It's just my Leonard Nimoy, the one that I really wanted to take care of.
It got
it's
stuck
damaged.
In the frame that you had it in.
It got stuck on the glass.
Yeah. Well, I don't know why it does that. I guess, like, what is it? It's the...
the heat?
The moisture,
I don't know.
And then it's like, yeah.
I don't know what happened, but I was very... That's how my day started, so I'm very upset. It's, anyway.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, it's all right.
R.I.P.
Nothing you can do now.
R.I.P.
Your sorry is not going to help me now.
Oh, my gosh.
So, what am I going to do?
I take it back.
Dang. Yeah. All right, we'll be right back.
MZ Now.
Hello, this is American woman Caitlyn Jenner. And what's more annoying to the American woman than the 5 o'clock shadow? But razors can get expensive, am I right? That's why I'm a member of the Dollar Shave Club. And you can too. Just sign up right now at mznow.tv/dollarshaveclub. That's mznow.tv/dollarshaveclub.
MZ Now.
Call 1-888-MZ-LIVE, did the number 5. Call 1-888-MZ-LIVE, did the number 5.
MZ Now.
We got our new shows every Tuesday. We're back every week on a Tuesday.
Online at mznow.tv.
So what's your name?
Michael Zavala.
When I did my new ads for Versace, I was just wearing a watch.
Where was the watch?
Huh?
MZ Now. This is MZ Now.
Hey, this is Nana Visitor, and you are listening to Michael Zavala.
Online at mznow.tv.
Baby, bring it out to me. Bring it out, baby. Love your space, your energy.
Oh, what was
pretty
that?
Good.
Who is that?
That's me.
Oh, no. I heard a song.
No clue. The not visitor. She sang that. Oh, Mark's with us again. Mark was here a few weeks ago, and forgot to introduce you, Mark.
Oh, I thought you did. Okay.
Hello.
Hello, Mark.
Hello. Yeah,
hello. That's Nichelle says hello. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, Michelle.
Hey, who is this?
Hello. This is Nichelle Nichols.
Oh, okay, cool.
What about your great-grandmother?
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, that's Adele.
Hello?
There she is. My great-grandmother.
She sounds like she's lost.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
She told me never to call her again.
Call her right now.
Yeah. I don't have her number.
she changed her number after that.
After we prank called her.
Oh, my gosh.
But really I told her. My great-grandmother.
Oh.
Yeah, she's 94 years old. Oh, that's not her.
Hello?
That's her. Hello?
Aww.
Yeah, so she's confused. Cool. She's very, no, she's very so with confused. It. She's just, if she's confused, it's because that's her personality.
Oh, okay.
It's not because she's 94. She's very with it. She walks with a cane now because she has arthritis, but
okay.
Other than that, she's there. By the way, did anyone bet on the fight yesterday?
No.
If I did, if I was a betting man, and if I was somebody who watched the fight, I watched, during the fight, I watched Star Trek, The Voyage Home.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Well, oh, yeah. I need to continue watching the rest of them. I stopped.
Is this a new one?
No.
Oh.
No, this is like an old one. This is 1986.
I think one movie with the original Star Trek cast before they meet Next Generation.
Picard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think So I need to continue watching because I wanted to watch it up to that point where they intersect.
Have you watched all of Next Generation?
Yeah, I watched all of that. Yeah.
You have? Okay.
So remember, I'm watching Voyager now.
Oh, that's right.
I just can't get into it. It's just like...
I like Voyager better than Deep Space Nine. Deep Space Nine was my uncle's who died of brain cancer. He that was his favorite show, and he had like seasons 1 through 6, and there were 7 seasons. So I decided I would, after he died, I took the 6 seasons and I added the 7th. You know, I bought it and finished his collection, and I tried to watch it in honor of him, you know? And I watch it, and I got through, like, season 4, and I'm like, I can't do this anymore.
I can't do this anymore, Unc.
Sorry.
Oh,
done. So boring.
I don't know.
It gets better, but I don't know. Really? I can't. That's a lot of... Even though we had Nana. Nana was actually on that show.
I don't know. Next Generation is so, like... It's like each episode is like a movie.
Yeah.
Like, it could be, like, a storyline for a whole movie.
Right.
And I'm just, like, I'm just so amazed by it.
And then Voyager is like, meh.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, girl. Yeah. Like,
have you got the 7 or 9?
Mm-mm.
She's hot. She's so hot. 7 to 9.
I'm so lost.
7 to 9 will make you go straight.
Get with it.
Gay with it.
Get
That's
with
the name
it.
Of your new show.
Gay with Gay it. With yeah, it. I know. I like that idea.
But anyway, the fight yesterday was with Conor McGregor. Mm-hmm. Was that his name? Is he an Irish guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
I
okay.
believe so. Yeah.
And then you have the All American,
mm-hmm.
Floyd Mayweather.
Right.
Woo-hoo. And
weak.
No, he won.
Why
would you say weak?
Because I think these fights are like rigged to make him win. All he does is they jump around.
Yeah.
That's all he does.
That's how you do it.
That's what he did with Canelo also. It's all like they're going to fight, okay, you know, fight or whatever. And then all he was like, Canelo was like chasing him around the whole like ring.
Hello.
And I'm like, what is going on here? Like he doesn't stay still, like box.
Yeah. I don't know boxing. I haven't watched. I remember like walking into like a relative's house or something, and they had boxing on the TV.
Yeah,
that's all I know of boxing.
Yeah,
but I feel like it's more of a spectacle now. It's not really about the sport. It's more about oh yeah, you know. Hey,
I think it's just so rigged. Like,
and it might be, but we all knew Conor wasn't going to win, right?
No.
Why would you? I saw these memes yesterday, all last night. About guys who are like, I spent my rent money on Conor.
Yeah, well, you're
why
stupid.
Would you do that?
Yeah, why would you do that?
Put it on Mayweather.
I know. Yeah, exactly. I mean, he won like what 49 fights. This is his 50th.
He has
like,
more fight. To lose.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
he's trying to get to number 50, and Conor's like a new guy. It doesn't matter if he loses his first one. Okay, he's new.
Yeah.
Floyd's got more to lose.
Yeah. Exactly.
So anyway, all these people that put money on Conor, I think that you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I mean, yeah, I would put it on Mayweather, even though like I.
A guy that's boxed his whole life to a guy that is just getting into boxing.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Like, he knows how to fight, right? But with the rules of boxing, they're different than MMA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What do I know, right?
What do I know? Yeah.
I don't know anything, actually.
Oh, really?
Well, you watched it.
So well, like, I saw highlights.
Okay,
I didn't
what
see,
is
like,
that?
The full...
What were the highlights?
Basically, he just was kind of like tapping him on the head.
Who was? Floyd?
Mayweather?
McGregor. He was kind of like hitting him on the head, and then they were like, no, you can't do that. This is a cage fight, you know?
Oh, he was? He was trying to like...
This ain't hood
like
fight.
Grab?
Yeah. And that was it, basically. That's the only thing I saw. Like,
Mayweather wins!
Yeah.
Are you big into like boxing and sports and stuff? Or no?
Okay. No. I watch the highlights, you know?
Yeah.
If it's like, you know, what, the Mavericks and stuff, I watch highlights.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's about it. I love going to Mavs games.
Yeah. See,
I love
cool.
doing that.
Stars games are actually really fun too if you ever get a chance.
Yeah, I do go to Stars games every now and then. Yeah. I cannot stand baseball.
Yeah, that's kind of
boring.
Don't
do baseball.
Yeah, a little boring.
Yeah.
I like the food though. The
food's great.
Yeah.
Food. Yeah.
And the beer is pretty good too, you know.
Never I don't like beer, so.
Oh.
So Michael, I guess you and I can take up boxing We take some boxing lessons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I took boxing lessons whenever I was like, I think I was like 10.
Uh-huh.
My mom.
A true Mexican.
Yeah. My mom put us in boxing lessons because we all wanted to go. Me and my brothers. Right. And I did.
Trying to help you defend yourself with the, in the hood.
Yes.
Some of it came in handy, but.
Have you ever boxed anybody? Like, has that come in handy?
Not really. No, but I know how to, you know, like throw a proper punch, not like.
I don't know how to. Whatever. I remember one time
you supposed to like
in the hood,
turn it.
And I remember, you know, last week we played a portion of you know my time in the hood when I played. I was announcing the baseball game in our front yard.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. at one point, my buddy William said, "Michael, you can punch me as hard as you want in the stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?" He's like, "Yes, as hard as you want, punch me in the stomach." And William and I are the same age. We're about the same size.
Yeah.
You're probably like 60 pounds wet, right? So I was like, okay, cool. So I said, all right, brace yourself. And I remember William was wearing like a denim jacket,
uh-huh.
right? Like a really nice denim jacket and like a blue shirt. And I want to make sure I hit in between the denim jacket because the denim was kind of thick. I didn't want to, I wanted to hurt him, right? I punched right in between, like right in the stomach. And like, nothing happened.
Like how you do it right now?
Yeah.
That's why. Just like you're not even doing a proper punch.
I remember watching Superman, and I think there was a part in Superman.
Like he's like
Christopher Reeves, where they try to punch him in the stomach mm-hmm. and nothing happened. It was the exact same thing.
You're punching.
I tried multiple times.
Yeah, you're punching like you're pulling a lever back and forth.
Yes.
That's what it looks like.
That's exactly what was happening. And he just stood there, and I thought he was just kidding.
Yeah.
He didn't feel a thing.
Yeah.
He gave a good old laugh. He's like, whoa.
Yeah.
That was nothing.
He's my turn.
My turn.
No, there was no my turn. He's like, he felt bad for me. He's like, you know what? Don't worry
that,
about it.
That happened to me. But I didn't punch anybody, but I was in the sixth grade. My best friend at the time, his name was Sean. And we were in the cafeteria. And then he goes, hey, Eric. And I was like, what? He goes, pull my arm really hard. So I didn't punch him. But he goes, pull my arm like really hard. And I was like, why? He goes, just do it. And I was like, okay. So I yanked on it so hard that his arm came out of his socket.
What?
And he had to go to the nurse, and then his mom had to come.
Oh,
did he get in trouble?
But no, he told them that he asked me to do it. So no, I didn't get in trouble.
But why?
Because they asked. Reasoning? Well, they asked me, like, why did you do that? And I was like, because he asked me to.
No, I mean, what was his reason?
I don't know. He just wanted me to pull his arm. I guess like how like pull my finger type of deal. Like,
yeah, he just
pull my arm. I was like, okay.
Did he fart
a whole new level? Or?
Huh?
Did he fart afterwards?
No, just cried.
No,
he's like, ah.
No, just cried.
No, he sharted on himself.
All right. We have a list of the top 10 worst summer movies of 2017.
Who picked these movies?
Rotten Tomato did.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, I saw a couple of movies.
I've seen a few.
Yeah, this year that were like.
So we'll start with number 10.
Okay.
Can you guys guess what it is?
The Circle. I mean, Circle. Yeah, The Circle.
No.
Valerian?
The Circle is actually not even on the list.
Really?
Neither is Valerian.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Is it a comedy, drama?
It's a scary movie.
Scary movie.
That I know you have seen.
Ouija. Ouija, no. The blah, blah, blah.
No, that's an Israel Luna production.
No, no. There's Ouija. There's Ouija. I forget the name of it or whatever.
Oh.
Ouija something. It came out, but it's not on there. Okay, so I'll go next. What about Wish Upon?
That is correct.
Why? Oh, why wow. is that? Why is it on there?
I don't know. It had a terrible Rotten Tomato score.
It was. Have you seen it, Mark? It was really good.
It was good.
Barb from Stranger Things, she's in that movie, yes. And she did a good job. I think all the main three cast members.
Barb will be on in a few weeks, too, by
Yay.
The way.
Oh,
nice. Yeah.
She will be
Yay
on.
Yay for Barb.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love Barb. If Barb came in here, mm-hmm. and by the way, her name is Shannon.
Hey, no, what's her real name?
Shannon. Yeah, Shannon. If Shannon came in here and she said, Michael, will you marry me? I would say absolutely. If she got on one knee uh-huh. right here.
she would have to do that.
She would ask me. She said, Michael, would you marry me? I would say, yes, Shannon. Yes.
Uh-huh. But of course.
Right. But of course. Oops, sorry. Yes, Shannon, I would marry you.
Okay.
Okay, yes. number 9.
Hmm.
Can you guess what number 9 is? A kids movie, a kids animated movie. No. Maybe not animated.
Just Wimpy, a kids movie. The Wimpy
yes,
Kid?
Yes, yeah. That is correct.
Yeah.
Diary of the Wimpy Kid made $7 million. Wish Upon, by the way, made $5
million. Whoa.
Diary of the Wimpy, an opening weekend. Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Long Haul, made $7 million. The Nut Job 2.
What?
Nutty by Nature, which is about a vasectomy.
Oh my God, that's right. I seen that poster one time. I laughed my blood off. Yeah, it was crazy.
$8 million. The House had a 17. It does give you the ratings. So Wish Upon had 18%, mm-hmm. right? The Long Haul had 20%. The Nut Job had 11%. The House had 17%. That was with Will Smith or Will Ferrell. And Amy Poehler.
Yeah.
And that was actually really good. I did enjoy that. Yeah. I will buy the Blu-ray.
About the Casino House or something like that?
Yeah. Gotcha. I thought that was funny. Baywatch.
Oh my God.
Had a 19% and made $19 million.
Was that
Baywatch was, it was a parody of, you know, the original Baywatch. I thought it was funny. Mm-hmm. You know, it didn't take itself seriously.
Like Scary Movie funny?
No, maybe a little bit more serious than that.
Okay.
But it was still, you know, I mean,
yeah,
it's what you would expect.
It's Baywatch.
If you walked in there and you're like, I expect it to be this, it's going to be that.
Right.
Let us guess number one. So don't.
Okay. So we'll do, what is this? One. Where are we at now?
I don't even know.
Two, what? Three, four, five. So this is number four.
Okay.
This is a serious movie, maybe a sci-fi movie. I didn't see it, so I don't know. Just came out a couple months ago.
Passengers?
No, that I think that came out last year.
Oh, last year.
Oh, yeah, Alien Covenant?
No.
Damn.
I like that movie.
That was a good movie. Sci-fi, but what series you said?
Yeah.
Or drama?
Based off a book by Stephen King.
Oh, The Dark Tower.
That is correct.
Yeah. Oh, I've been wanting to watch that one. Oh, wasn't
16%.
Oh, no.
Yeah, made $19 million.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to read the book. So.
Yeah, they say the book's a lot better.
Now, this is number four, and I thought this would be a lot lower. Or number five. What are we at now?
What?
Sorry.
I thought we were one, going two, in reverse
three.
Order.
I got one, two, three, four,
where
five.
Where are we?
Because you started at 10, and then now you're, I don't know where you are anymore.
I thought I was halfway at one point. One, two, three, four. So this is 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. No, this doesn't make sense. All right, the next one.
What?
The next one I thought would be way
another
lower
one,
on the list.
Another one.
Another one.
Swish, swish.
another one. This one's an animated kids movie. Made $25 million.
Dang.
8% rating. What movie is it?
The Emoji Movie?
That is correct.
What?
The Emoji Movie.
The Emoji Movie.
Yeah.
It sounds like a dumb, you know.
It sounded like a dumb premise to begin with.
Yeah, to begin with.
It sounded like that Wreck-It Ralph a little bit.
Yeah.
Like when I saw the trailer, I'm like, that's Wreck-It Ralph mixed with that emotions movie that Pixar did.
Yeah.
Inside Out.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Just like an idea of everybody's, they took a little bit of everybody and they put it into one movie. Who wants to watch a movie about emojis? Okay. The next one, I don't know what number this is. This one is about a rapper. Made 16%.
Oh, All Eyes on Me.
Yeah.
Yep, that's correct. I'm sorry, made $26 million. And
I still haven't watched
16%.
It
wasn't that great.
Was it?
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, it's all over the place. There's no.
It's all over the place.
There's no. Like, it's like if I made a movie, this is how it would be.
There's a superhero in it, you know.
Yeah.
Emoji in there.
He's wearing Beats headphones.
Yeah.
Let's see. All right. This one is starring Tom Cruise.
Wow. The Mummy?
The Mummy.
That's correct. 16% of Rotten Tomato, made $32 million. I thought that movie was okay. It's like what you expect.
Right.
Maybe not what you would expect from a Tom Cruise movie, but what you would expect from a blockbuster summer movie.
Yeah,
from a Scientologist.
Oh, okay, sorry.
From a very Scientologist.
I'm sorry. I thought that's where you were going with that.
Yeah. Did you watch that? Anybody watch
it? No, I'm going to watch it when it comes out.
It's all right. And then number one, made $45 million, 15% on Rotten Tomato. And it's live action and CGI. Can you guess what it is?
Power Rangers.
Nope.
I was going to say that, actually. Yeah.
Live action CGI.
Live action CGI.
But is it an action movie?
It's an action movie, yes.
Was it a Transformers movie?
That's correct.
I didn't even watch it.
Yeah.
It was Transformers last night.
That's the only thing that I could think of.
That thing was so discombobulated.
Yeah, it was all over the place.
It was terrible.
What is going on right now?
Yeah.
I mean, the action was cool, but I mean, that's the only thing.
Michael Bay is officially the worst director I think I've ever seen.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Why would you continue to, like, go with those?
Because they make money.
Yeah.
Well, it made $45 million since opening weekend.
People were going to go watch it.
Well, no, like, it was fine with Shia LaBeouf.
LaBeouf.
But, yeah, but whenever Mark Wahlberg got in there, wasn't that right?
Mark
Wahlberg?
No. Like, I thought Mark did a better job than Shia.
Really?
Yeah. I thought
you
so, too.
Yeah, the
I
last
think so.
The last movie where he's like, we have a SIG here in Texas.
Yeah. Oh, I saw
it. Looks like a Transformer. You know, that whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
I thought was way better than anything Shiloh Megan Fox did.
Shiloh always scream.
I stopped watching it after Shiloh left. I think because I have a crush on
Shiloh. I like how you're supposed to be from Austin, Texas, though, when he had like a Boston accent.
Yeah.
This looks like a Transformer.
I'm going to go to the car.
Yeah. Give me the car. We're going to go after this Transformer. Okay?
Okay.
Say hello to your mom for me.
Hey, say hello to your mother for me, okay?
Oh, my God. Oh, did you see him in that Boston movie?
No.
No.
The Boston bombing?
No, I don't care.
What? Yeah,
I just read this thing. I just read this thing online that said the Boston bombing was like a hoax.
What?
Yeah, I heard about that stuff too. I don't know.
Like the guy that blew his legs off. You know, there was that one picture. Everyone remembers this picture of this guy being wheeled away in a wheelchair, and he has his legs blown off, and you just see like the bones of his legs.
Yeah, ooh. Yeah, yeah.
I donated to his GoFundMe, and they said his legs were blown off years ago in a war.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true or not.
Too. Yeah, I heard about
but
that.
But I'm like, I want my $10 back.
I need that.
Yeah.
I need to go watch another movie for that.
that is crazy.
$10 back. Yeah, they have like a picture of it, like a service record.
That was so messed up.
Yeah. And then he just, because they were like, and they brought up a lot of good points. They were like, if his legs truly blew off, how come he didn't pass out from the blood loss? Because like literally all you see is like a bone, like a shin bone. Like how did he not pass out? How come there's not a trail of blood all over the place?
Right.
I'm like, oh, that's a good point. I should have thought about all that before I bought this. Like always review before you buy.
Though. Yeah, that's crazy. Though.
But who knows? I mean, they could have stopped the bleeding. He could be a legit guy.
Yeah.
But I felt so bad.
Now he's listening. He's like, God.
Yeah, he's like, man.
He was my favorite person.
He's like, 4 years ago, I could walk. And now you're saying that it's a hoax. But I did donate to his GoFundMe. I really did. That's the only GoFundMe I've ever donated to. I don't care about your electricity going off.
A what?
Shaniqua. What a nice guy.
Yeah.
What?
I don't care.
Shaniqua.
I don't care about you needed.
Dang.
You know, your rent money paid this month. I don't care about that. Yeah. But if your legs get blown off at a marathon, I'm there.
Or my trip around Europe.
Trip around you. There's this one girl.
Backpacking around
She's like,
Europe.
I will send you guys nudes. That's what she says.
Wow.
I will send you guys nudes if you help my vacation to Tyler. If you give me some
Texas?
Money for my vacation to Tyler, Texas.
What?
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you need? An hour away.
What do you need? Like, you need like 20 bucks for snacks? What do you need?
She can go on Megabus to get there for like $10. Yeah. Oh my God.
Megabus.
All right. That sounds so cool. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hello. This is Nichelle Nichols, and you are listening to Michael Zavala.
Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MZNow. Can't get enough of the show? Download the MZ Now mobile app, available for Android and iOS. Get behind-the-scene extras and exclusive bonus material. And get the shows before anyone else. The MZ Now mobile app, available now.
I'm in a car with other people. I'm in a car with other people.
Nobody even knows what you look like half the time.
That's
Michael.
By design.
Michael Zavala.
I don't want pictures up there unless it looks like I'm doing something heroic.
MZ Now. MZ Now.
Hi, this is Marissa Petraro, number 18 from Deal or No Deal on NBC, and you're listening to Michael Zavala.
Well, Mark, I think Eric's still in the bathroom. He's been gone for like 15 minutes.
A whole break.
So since you've known Eric for a long time, what can you tell me that he doesn't want anyone to know?
Oh my gosh, I plead the fifth.
Do you really?
Yes.
Does he have a lot of embarrassing stuff happen to him?
No, I mean, not that I can think of. Nothing on the top of my head.
Yeah.
I mean,
when did you guys start going to school together? Like junior high?
No, I actually met him through a friend of mine.
Oh, okay.
So, but yeah, it was during high school when I had met him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, about like 10th grade, I think.
Okay, so you really don't have anything to him. He was probably drunk during most of your... Oh, there he is. Never mind. Forget it. We didn't say anything. I was trying to find any kind of dirt.
Are we live on the air right now?
Yeah.
I'm late. Yeah, I've never been late to... For a break?
I didn't wait for you. I just kept going. I was trying to get Mark to give me dirt on you, but he pleaded the fifth.
I plead the fifth.
Oh, no. He doesn't have any dirt on me. I was like,
Eric's probably drunk during any of his stories.
No, my dirt is very well under wraps.
Yeah.
So I know a lot of people's dirt. They don't know mine.
Yeah. By the way, I took a shower at 10:30 this morning, and my hair still has not dried because of the atrocious weather we're having right now in the Dallas, Texas area.
You start growing mushrooms and stuff.
Oh my gosh. So bad.
That would be really
like mold is growing right now. Yeah. We're getting the kind of the offset of Hurricane Harvey, which, by the way, I have a lot of family in Houston. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, did we not learn anything from Katrina?
Exactly.
Like every one of my family members, except for one, stayed in Houston.
Yeah.
And I'm like, What are you staying there for?
Why are you just in case something
happens to the house. What are you going to do if your house floods? You're going to take a bucket and pour it outside to get rid of it? It's just going to come back in.
Yeah.
You're like in 6 feet of water.
Yeah.
Like, what are you waiting for? Like, the whole point of leaving is so that if something happens to your house, it doesn't happen to you.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make any, and there's plenty of spaces for people to come out and in the Dallas area to come out. We can house the entire, you know, Houston family. Here in Dallas.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Did I not hear this when Hurricane Katrina came through and everyone said, hey, you got to get out of there? And I would watch the news and people were like, I'm not leaving my house. I am born and raised in this house. Ain't nothing happening in this house. And then 3 days later, will y'all get me off this roof, please?
Will y'all please help me?
I didn't know it was going to be this bad. They told you to leave the whole city.
Right.
Exactly. How many times has that happened? If somebody says, hey, by the way, there's going to be a meteorite coming towards maybe hitting the Dallas-Fort Worth area. You've got 3 or 4 days to evacuate. You know, do what you will with that. I'm leaving.
Yeah.
I'm putting my Leonard Nimoy autograph photo in the glove box, and I'm getting a U-Haul trailer, and I'm leaving.
Hell yeah.
Where would you go?
Oklahoma. Well, I don't like driving far. I'd probably go to Oklahoma. That's the next state.
Yeah.
Something that's out of the danger zone. How big is this zone?
This meteor, though. How big is it?
I don't know. They just said it's going to affect DFW. I'm out.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe I'll go down south. Maybe I'll go to Austin.
I think I'd go to Canada.
Well, no, if it's just like an effect this area.
Oh,
I'm not
okay.
If it's something that's going to be a huge impact, I'm on a plane.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not going to drive.
On a plane.
Yeah.
I'll go to Stephenville.
Right.
Stephenville.
You would go to Stephenville, be with Kirby?
Yeah. He has
I'm just like, why would you stay there? It doesn't make any sense to me. Mm-mm. You know, like in Texas, in Dallas, we get tornadoes all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really get a warning. We get like maybe 20 minutes before it happens. We're by the way, you guys might get a tornado. These guys get days in advance.
Right.
This hurricane's coming your way. Like it's literally coming there. Like the hurricane's saying, hey guys, you guys move out of the way real quick. I can't stop this.
Like they're phoning
them.
Get
out of my way.
Hey girl, I'm on my way. Get ready for me.
When will you be here? Oh, about a week from now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be right here.
Yeah. I got time.
Well, I'll be here. Why would you stay there? It makes no sense to me whatsoever.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. To all my family out there, I don't know what you're doing. I'm sorry. But, you know, I don't know.
But speaking of that, I like how people that are not even in that area of being affected by the hurricane are checking themselves in if they're safe on Facebook.
Irving, Texas. Like, I'm safe.
Yeah. People here in Dallas. Oh, by the way, guys, I'm safe.
Yeah.
It's like, we know you're safe. You're in Dallas.
Yeah, we have a drizzle.
I know.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I have a lot of friends that live out, you know, Texas and never been to Texas. And they hit me up on Friday. And they're like, hey, are you okay? I'm like, yeah. And there's sunny and clear skies.
Well, my Leonard Nimoy is kind of like messed up. But yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah. Other than the fact that I tore up my Leonard Nimoy, my only Leonard Nimoy autograph.
Yeah.
I'm fine. But they're like, are you okay? I mean, you get some terrible weather. I'm like, we're 500 miles from the coast. Yeah. I don't know what, like, Texas is a big state. I don't know what you, like, I'm nowhere near a beach.
Yeah.
You know, I had to fly to a beach. I'm fine. People in this area.
In Dallas, we
in
are
the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we are fine.
We're fine.
It is raining a lot today.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to lunch with Drew, and Drew picked the. It's like, Drew, I'll go to lunch with you because he's leaving.
I thought Drew wasn't. Yeah, wasn't going to be here.
He's leaving next week.
Oh, okay.
So this is his last weekend in Dallas, and he's like, I want to have lunch with you. I said, and literally, I didn't have time. I had so much stuff to do, and I'm like, I'll do it, but it's got to be a place we can get in and out. So he picks the place that has the worst parking ever.
Oh,
the
my parking gosh.
Way down the street. So first, when I get there, it's not raining. As we're leaving, it's pouring rain.
Yeah.
And so I have to walk all the way to my car, then come over here, and then I get out. Of course, it doesn't let up. I get to the studio. I try to get my backpack out of the back seat. It's just pouring rain. I'm soaked. And I come inside, and I'm just having a bad day. I've already tore up my Leonard Team Wood autograph.
Yeah.
It's just a bad day today. I'm just ready to go home.
My hair isn't dry.
Hair is not dry. I don't know what's going on.
But the weather was crazy. Like me driving in from Stephenville today.
You went to Stephenville this weekend?
Yeah. Why? Anyway, so I was driving in.
Why?
And,
why?
So I was driving in.
See, every time I bring up something about Stephenville or Kirby, he always asks, like, why? Because I think that there's a part of him that's like, I know I shouldn't be with Kirby, and I'd want somebody to convince me otherwise.
No, I'm just wondering why you're asking. Like, what's the whole big deal? Why you're asking? Mm. Why?
Why?
Anyways, no.
Hello.
No, I was driving in, and there was no bad weather, but a light drizzle, like in Weatherford or whatever. But when I get to Arlington, Six Flags is open. People are riding the rides or whatever. As soon as I leave Arlington city limits and get into Dallas city limits, rain is pouring down so hard that I can't even see. Oh, like, nobody can see on the highway like where they're going. People are like pulling under the overpasses and stopping park there until like it lets up. And I'm like, how did this happen? Like, I just left Arlington like 2 minutes ago, or a minute ago, and then it just like all of a sudden pours down in Dallas. That doesn't make any sense.
That's weird.
Like, I don't know why the weather is acting
it's
crazy.
It's being controlled by
I just
want to
go home.
It's Harvey.
I want to watch Game of Thrones. And I just want to go to bed. That's all I want to do. I've already destroyed enough of my own personal property for the day. And I've done enough today. I've went out to eat at a steakhouse. That's what Drew picked. I'm like, pick something good. He's like, want to go to lunch? Yeah, pick something easy and in and out, you know, and I'm good.
Steakhouse.
With no parking anywhere near. That's great. I know you have to be somewhere. No big deal.
Yeah.
You can walk a mile. It's all right.
Was the steak good?
I didn't even have a steak. I had a burger, and the burger wasn't even that great.
It was a huge burger.
By the way, did you guys see the clips?
Yes. It was huge.
Was it? I didn't see it. I was stuck in front of my grandparents' house because I couldn't. I was texting my grandma. They have a gate now in front of their yard. I was going over there to eat some fish. They had a fish fry. Like at 10:30 one morning. She's like, come on over.
We're having a fish fry.
Yeah. So I'm like, all right, cool. So I get over there. I'm sorry. I just saw a picture of like a nursing home that's flooded in Houston. I'm sorry.
Why are you laughing?
So funny. I don't know.
Why are you laughing? Is it empty?
It's
or,
not,
or are they floating?
Are they floating bodies? Yeah.
Are they floating? I
mean, it's not empty.
They're floating on their beds. They're holding on to couch cushions.
I don't know why this is so funny.
Oh my god!
Like,
that's so terrible.
Are they playing bingo?
I think so.
Bingo while
they're having water aerobics.
One lady's got water up to her chin, and she's sitting in the chair like knitting.
She's like, whatever.
What are you doing?
I gotta make this before I go.
Oh my god!
Christmas is around the corner.
Christmas is around the corner.
I'm sorry. What was I talking about?
Wow.
The eclipse. Okay. Yeah. So I was stuck in front of my grandparents' house because I didn't know the code to the gate. They have a code now. I know a code to get to my grandparents' house. And I text my grandmother, and she had said, yeah, come on over. We're good. And I said, hey, what's the gate code? And that time that I left my house, which is less than a minute, left my house to get to their house, she had left her phone in her bedroom and had walked into the living room and started doing something else. So I'm sitting in front of their gate for 30 minutes.
No.
During this time, the eclipse is come and gone. Yeah,
oh,
it's
man.
Done. Nothing happened. Like you just saw like the little shape in front of the sun, right?
Yeah. Well, it kind of got a little cool outside.
Yeah, it was like 7.5%.
I was in the AC in my car, so didn't see any of that.
No, but in 2024 is whenever we're going to be in line of a totality.
If we're still alive, man, that'd be great.
We're going to be alive.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's a long time from now.
Seven years, right?
North Korea's got missiles now.
Oh,
so
yeah, that's right.
I did enjoy the picture of President Trump
staring
straight at it.
After they told him, don't look.
Yeah,
he's like, what?
Don't look at the sun.
Look at the sun.
I have the greatest eyes of any president in American history. I will look at the sun. The sun will be afraid of my eye. I'll tell him the same thing. I'll tell Mr. Sun the exact same thing. Mr. Trump, Mr. Sun's not Asian. I will tell Mr. Sun the exact same thing I told Kim Jong-un. Oh my God. We are locked and loaded. If you mess with the United States, we are ready to go.
Bam.
I'll retweet it. The Sun will read it and he will understand.
Oh my God.
Don't mess with my eyes.
My God.
There was a picture of a kid that looked at the sun and had like, I don't know if this is true or not, but he posted on his Twitter, this is what happens when you stare at the sun too long. And he had bloodshot eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that guy's going to go blind. He's not going to go blind, but he's going to have severe eye problems.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I think
I don't know if that's true or not, but.
Yeah, I think so. There's a few people on Twitter that did that.
I read somewhere, what was it? just a bad day. I need to go home. Mic fell out of my holster. Joey Badass.
What?
Joey Badass, the rapper.
Yeah.
He canceled like two stops of his tour because he looked straight into the sun and now he's seeing double.
He tweeted, Joey Badass.
Due to unforeseen circumstances.
Unforeseen.
After everywhere,
he's going to have to cancel.
Please not look into the sun.
It's like, how do you think that your eyes all of a sudden are going to be able to beat the sun, the most powerful source of energy in the universe?
Yeah.
Or at least in our galaxy.
In our galaxy. Yeah.
And then somebody goes, unforeseen because you can't see no more. I mean, and then somebody says,
that's really
you
good.
Mean Joey Bad Eyes? And then Joey says something like, yeah, I'm seeing double, but I'm stacking triple.
Go sit down.
Go sit down with your blind self.
Yeah.
Here's a cane.
Go join that senior home when he's staring.
Yeah.
Neck up to water. I like how
up to the neck.
And they're acting like it's no big deal.
Yeah.
We're just taking a shower.
This is good for the skin.
Good for the skin. Oh my gosh. All right.
Oh my gosh.
All right, I think we're done. We're pretty much. So next week is Labor Day weekend. We won't be here because it's a holiday, and we are taking that time off. So we're playing a rewind show, which is a was it replay? Replay is where we play the entire show, right?
I don't know. You explained to me last time. I can't remember anymore.
It's going to be a show. Like, basically, no one's doing. We're not doing a clip show next week. It's going to be a full show. Mm-hmm. I don't know what show it is, but it's going to be a full show. And then sometime next month, this is great. I'm so excited about this. Sometime next month, this is great. You know Bryce, the guy that comes in and does those games, kind of not all the way there. Well, it's his birthday. His 21st birthday next month. And I told him I will throw him a birthday party here at the studio to celebrate his 21st birthday. So I think we should develop a birthday party for him. And I think it'll be just like blow his mind.
During the day?
It'll be during the show. It'll be the entire show. It'll be Bryce's birthday.
Is he still with his girlfriend?
I don't know.
They broke up.
I don't know.
Hmm. Interesting.
We'll find that out. So Bryce will be here sometime next month for the Bryce birthday bash, the BBB.
The BBB.
I'm so excited about that. We're coming up with all sorts of games to play with them. It's going to be great.
Sounds like
I don't know what else is coming up next month, but it'll be huge. Huge. It'll be just as big as Donald Trump looking in the eclipse.
Chris Sapphire's birthday is coming up next month.
Who?
Chris Sapphire.
That's
who's
right.
That?
Our ex-co-host.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, work.
Yeah. No, I don't know what he's doing. Is it really his birthday next month?
Yeah.
No, we just
like. I don't know what he's doing. Yeah, it's for real.
When on a TV, is he still on a TV show or no?
No.
He's not?
Not anymore.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. All right, we have to go. We will see you in 2 weeks. Happy Labor Day. Have a safe and fun weekend. And we will be back eventually. You have anything else?
No, that's it. I'm laughing at you. So eventually.
Yeah. I don't know what we're going to do. I have no plans. So.
Okay.
All right. See you guys in 2 weeks.
MZ Now. Online at mznow.tv. Call us up at 1-888-MZ-Live 5.